Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And this week's show, our topic is Earthbound Spirits. So for those of you who'd like to know more about who we are and the work that we do, visit our website, www.kenpage.com.
Just to tell you how serious we are about what we're about talk about, we wrote a book about it.
An entire book.
And of all of our dealings with the last 25 years and what we've come to find out. Because remember, 25 years ago, there wasn't a lot out there about how to deal with this.
So if you're interested, you can go on the website on the products page, and the specific book that we're going to be pulling some of the information from today is called Techniques for Spirit Releasement, and it's written by both Ken and myself. So we hope you enjoy today's show. So the topic, Earthbound Spirits, a big topic these days. Actually, it's been a big topic growing more and more as it becomes more popular, as more individuals are accepting of the fact that there are spirits that can be earthbound. See, when we're physically present here on Earth, we've got our body that helps us with time. That's what gives us our reference in this thing called space and time. Our senses, what we see and what we hear and feel and taste and smell, what we know, all that's based on our Earth education and our Earth experience. So when we leave this physical body, all those reference points, well, they're not with us any longer. And the problem begins with what we're feeling and we're thinking at the moment that we die.
Well, we should say one thing that we have found out. If you died and you got stuck and you were drinking or drunk, you could hold a little of that energy with you. Instead of releasing it as you move into lighter vibrations, we might have picked up some of these earthly vibrations and they stayed with us.
See, when the normal process of dying doesn't occur, let's talk about, and what Ken was saying is the last thoughts that somebody had when they were alive, and maybe that was in a normal process. Maybe they had some fears, or maybe they were caught up, and we'll talk a little bit more, and we'll share more about that in the show. But I think, Ken, what I'd like to talk about first is when a normal process doesn't occur.
Yes, I think it's great.
I think that's probably the first place that we would find an earthbound spirit, because a normal death experience, we don't often find as many earthbound spirits. But when the normal process of dying doesn't occur, that's when a spirit can become earthbound, because the individual spirit is not attracted to move forward towards any light source, or they still feel a strong attachment to remain behind for a lot of different reasons. And maybe, you're going to find, there's lots of writings now that we have found that suggest that the spirit could be in darkness, but in actuality, an earthbound spirit remains in what we call the lower astral plane, which is quite near the surface of the Earth. So there are both human and non-human spirits that remain in this plane of existence. A disembodied earthbound spirit, an earthbound spirit without a physical body, could be reluctant to leave because they're very much attached to a living person. Or they have a desire to complete something that they couldn't complete because they were traumatized at the time of their death. Or maybe there was another powerful motive that interrupted their normal death experience. See, there are a lot of reasons why they could remain earthbound. Well, maybe it was a sudden death, and maybe the spirit was confused. Or maybe the body was murdered, and the body is full of revenge. And so that might be the last thing a person thinks. And so then the spirit would remain earthbound because they want to get revenge for their murder. Many times an earthbound spirit, while they were in physical, could be truly confused. They don't even know they're dead. I mean, they look around, everything still looks the same. And so maybe they when they die, they go into a body that isn't even theirs. It could also, we have found, it could also be the individual that harmed them at the time of their death. So in the case of a murder, they go into, literally go into the person that murdered them, or if they were being abused, or during war, we found where a spirit will move into the individual who kills them during a traumatic experience. Yes, Ken.
And you got to remember that the energy around the death, so if there is a war or there is somebody trying to kill us or there is some dynamics, that energy we're aware of, and that's what we go into. And that's what we, so it's almost like something we get trapped into. So here's the thing. Is there an energy around the disincarnate spirit? Now, we have to call the disincarnate spirit the words that we hear the most, and that's the entity or the, what's the words we hear the most out there on, I guess it's entity.
Most of the time we do hear people who say, well, there's entities. Well, they'll call them ghosts.
Okay.
In the case of a haunting representation.
No, they call them ghosts mostly when they're overseas.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. You know, we wrote this first book, and we called it Dancing with Ghosts.
Which we thought was a great title, by the way, because that's what we do in our work. We literally dance with entities, ghosts, disincarnate spirits.
So we tried to add a little, try to lighten up the subject a little bit. But, you know, it scared the daylights out of the people in the Netherlands. We were going to do a workshop over there, and people would not come to our workshop because of the name of the book.
Because of ghosts.
Yeah, and they have so much history around ghosts or these stories that they've heard for hundreds of years that they didn't want any part of it, so we changed the name.
We even have to be careful when some of our books are translated because the word spirit, while we think of it as spirit, source, creator, creator God, we might say spirit. The word spirit, when it's translated, translates to ghost. And the word energy or earthbound spirit translates to entity, which those are very frightening words. Ghost is frightening, entity is frightening. So you can see how just the word or just the terminology that we use can be understood in one place and confusing to another. So, you know, there's lots of different words that you might be using. But what we're suggesting is that a spirit. Now, a spirit is not the soul, the complete soul of the being. It's only a fragment or a piece of the soul. The spirit that is here, that remains earthbound, I mean, what if the physical body committed suicide? If they committed suicide because they felt hopeless and depressed, well, the last thing they felt when they committed suicide was hopeless and depressed, unworthy of anything, certainly they might feel unworthy of going to the light.
Or they'd be judged.
Or that they might be judged by somebody else, which, of course, their whole life they'd been judged, which is why they committed suicide. So that's one reason why they could be earthbound. Some spirits never look up to even see that they're a light because they're so concerned with getting revenge, or they're so concerned with the fate of a loved one if they die in a vehicular accident, and they're so concerned with somebody else who's in the vehicle with them. They're dead, but the other person remained alive, and they're so concerned with how that individual, that loved one, is going to be and what's going to happen, that they will stay earthbound because that loved one that happened to be in the vehicle with them. And some earthbound spirits just plain don't know where to go. Nobody has ever, they're in a between space where they have no clue.
Well, it's the same way with life. Do we have a real clue on just exactly how to do it? It looks like most of us are kind of flopping around as we learn. Well, remember, when you die, there isn't a memory of death or a memory of what to do. So therefore, there's confusion, or we start to become distorted. Because remember, what if you just were able to step out of your body? Everything seemed the same, but you just couldn't react to anyone. No one could hear you. No one could see you. How you couldn't do anything.
I mean, there's even movies that have shown that. There was a movie called Sixth Sense, and that actually was an earthbound spirit that.
Well, of course, and of course, Ghost.
And Ghost, the Ghost Whisperer, is a TV show that's.
Ghost Whisperer, the Ghost.
Oh, the movie Ghost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was.
And, okay. Yes, because and then we had those demon things coming out of the ground, and we don't believe that's true. But is if a spirit is attached to a negative type of energy, could be holding them here. So in some ways, it's not that something is going after them. They just might be into something that makes it harder for them to get out of it, like molasses or something is really sticky or heavy.
And so what happens if we die suddenly or so fast that we actually slip into another person's body? And what Ken said earlier, what happens if we were sick or we were heavily addicted to alcohol or drugs and we die? So it's possible that the feelings that we have at the time of death stay with us in between lives, when we go into the spirit world. Because spirits actually experience and feel about 10% of what we experience and feel as humans.
And one of the situations I got back, and it was about 1993, and I was working in London, England, and this is the first time I had been there. And I was working with idiomotor responses, and that's a way of communicating with your subconscious by using your fingers like a yes and no. So it's just bypassing your conscious mind, your ego, and getting your answers. And what I was finding there, that most people, they had been trapped in London for many, 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 many lifetimes because of the energy being so dense. You know, the energy of the Black Plague, or the energy of London burning down, or all the different kinds of torture and killing, and all the different kinds of things about witchcraft. They actually, there were pieces of them trapped with the physical part. So there were pieces, here they are in this lifetime, but there are pieces of them, those people, in other lifetimes or other times stuck in the energy around them. So I had never seen that before. And that really was like 75% of all the people I was working with. So that's the first time I was aware of that kind of thing in all the work I had done. So I was really curious.
Well, that's one of the most, I think that's one of the most interesting things about the work that we do, because we get to be curious. We get to literally talk with the spirit world through the subconscious of an individual. You can read about Heart and Soul Healing on the website. We do not use hypnosis. We have a way of just allowing an individual to be in a very light trance state, but we do bypass their ego. We want to. We have a series of questions that can move straight into their subconscious mind. We want to bypass their ego and bypass their conscious mind, because that's where all the ideas are, and that's where all the judgments and all the beliefs are held. And we want to get past the ideas, beliefs, and judgments that we hold in this life to some other programs or information that our subconscious holds for us.
Now, these ideas could be how we grew up in religion, what the religion said about death. These ideas could be what the culture said. These ideas could be where we're living in the world. There's so many different ideas. How many different kinds of books have you read? What classes have you gone to, or who have been your teachers? So whoever that's been, those are your ideas, and pretty much that becomes your reality, and there's nothing else available but your ideas.
We do know that some cultures have very definite patterns of what happens at death, and so all of the time that you were growing up within that culture or within that religious consciousness, then you are imbued with this understanding that this is exactly what's going to happen to you. Like ancient Egyptian tombs, they depict any number of holy terrors that a soul has to experience before it gets to reach its final destiny. And believers understand that these events are going to take place, and so consequently, when they're moving over into spirit world, they go through each of those terrors. So the belief of the individual at the time of death is very important as to what happens to the spirit after death.
Yeah, and some of us think, oh, this is all about the past or past lives. And today, there are some cultures. Do you know in India, and this could be out in the suburbs, in India, the mother-in-law is responsible for the marriage. They're responsible for the marriage. So if the wife was to divorce the son, the mother-in-law has the right to kill her. Well, We keep thinking about this being a long time ago. We have as many strange things going on Earth as we ever had in the past. So how does the present affect us? How does the present with these type of situations affect our dream state or our collective?
Well, we understand not just cultures, but we understand religions. And some religions suggest that the spirit of the person has to travel to a place where they're going to get judged, because then they're either condemned to hell or they're welcomed into heaven. So if a person believes they're going to go to hell, then what's going to happen to them at the time of their death?
Who would want to go to hell? I'd rather stay here than go to hell. I'd hang out at Motel 6.
As long as Blue, his dog, is there with him, I think that would be a good thing for you, Ken.
Okay. But anyway, this whole thing about judgment is very, very real to somebody who is full of fears of all the things they have done that have not been good. And really think about it. How many of us have achieved all of the things that we really wanted to achieve in this life? How many of us had some situations or some accidents in relationships or with people that we wish never existed? How many of us could go to what we consider heaven based on some of our actions we did when we were younger?
Remember, as we pass over, perhaps we don't know that we can leave those feelings with the body as we die. You know, we don't know at the time we're dying, oh, this idea, this belief, this problem, or this unresolved or unrequited love, or whatever I'm dealing with, I get to leave that feeling at the moment that I die. And so we take those feelings with us. And Ken mentioned earlier, so what would happen if we were drinking at the time we die? That alone could confuse us. Drugs, addictions, terror, those are all types of confusions that a spirit could have at the time of death. Remember, a spirit at the time of death has all the same mental faculties as they had when they were alive. The only difference is they don't get to properly communicate with their friends or their loved ones who remain on Earth. Well, the spirit doesn't know that. And so they will find themselves, you know, in an experience that could be quite painful. And that's when a disembodied spirit, that's an earthbound spirit with no physical body, they could take up residence often where they were most comfortable in life. They could remain in the hospital where they died, or the cemetery where their body's buried, or they could be stuck or locked in their own reality because they're overwhelmed by all the different types of emotions or the other energies from the lifetime that they just left. So those are some of the characteristics of earthbound spirits.
And we're not saying this applies all the time. We're just saying this could apply in unique times. But let's say that the spirit died and they were drunk or they were in an alcoholic state. Would they want to find somebody else that was physically in an altered state with liquor? Because if they could, they might have some kind of sense that comes back with them, or a little bit of a feeling. It's not a one-on-one. It's actually, they describe it as a 10%. So if I was now in somebody who is now drinking, I would want them to drink more so I could start to feel more. So you start to see some real exaggerations with the kind of behavior that a person on Earth is having when they get an attachment.
So there's lots of possibilities that could cause soul confusion when we die. I mean, just the history of war or disease or chaos even. You know, death can come at any moment, and those moments are not always peaceful, and we're not always in the best possible spiritual space. So we really have to look at, first, the energy around our soul, the energy around our spirit at the time that we die. We have to look at the thoughts or the feelings, what occurred. There's no way that we can shift or change the spirit or even free ourselves, because after all, an earthbound spirit's no smarter than in death than they are when they're alive. And all their experiences do not increase any intellectual growth or change them. They remain exactly as they were when they died. So there's not like and a different awareness that's going to come about them just because they are disembodied. So the energy of their entire past is holding them earthbound.
And they're stuck. And now here's a big, big question. Are they stuck from other lifetimes or other spaces or other times, or it doesn't matter? It could be this life, it could be Earth, but it could be in India or Africa or some other place with those kind of cultures. Do they get stuck in that kind of energy? And then how can we find them? How do we get them out of it? How many children do you think died in Africa or different places? How many died of AIDS, or how many died of hunger? How many died? And now they're stuck in the energy. And wouldn't you want to be able to find them or free them to where they would have a choice to where they could evolve again? So it's really, we find it one of the most important jobs of all the jobs we have. Now here's another thing. We are experts at this. But who wants to be an expert at it? You won't get invited to parties. Nobody will want to talk to you. It's not very popular. You can't talk to anyone that's in a certain religion, different cultures, different ideas. So this is like we're an expert at something that nobody else wants to be an expert at.
Nowadays, we call ourselves, experts, quote, in spirit releasement. In some areas, they would call us exorcists.
Yeah, that would really be scary.
That would really be scary if you were called an exorcist on a flyer, and we have an exorcist who's coming to your building today, come and get a session. So we're going to go on a short break right now. Make sure you stay tuned here to The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net.
We'll be right back.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Talking about earthbound entities. And I want to tell a little story.
You just said entities instead of spirit.
Oh, spirit.
Another one of those little scary things.
Well, that's all right. And entities are what people call them all over what we hear when people email us or write us.
Yeah, I have an entity attached to me, or there's an entity in my home.
Yeah.
And before we left on the break, I said exorcist. You know, we are called experts in spirit releasement, but in other areas or in other times or in other circumstances, you'd also be called an exorcist, and that could be, we have a funny story about that. Ken, go ahead and tell
Yeah, this is back in the 90s, and I was down in Naples, Florida. And it was a retirement home. And so I had a sponsor, and I went there. And I spent a couple days, and I never left the high-rise because it was 15 or 17 stories. And so I kept doing appointments. But every time I go to one of these people, and they were a little bit older, I mean a little bit older, my age, but they were a little bit older in the 60s or 70s, they were almost petrified. I mean, they were just like sitting and they didn't want to say anything, you know, they were scared. And I finally asked them, I said, why are you so scared of me? And they said, well, because you're an exorcist. And I said, who told you that? He said, well, the sponsor has been advertising you as an exorcist. Well, and then of course everybody in the condo wanted to have an experience with an exorcism, you know, so they could tell the other people they were brave enough to do it. But I couldn't believe they did that. And it's nothing more than finding spirit, or finding disincarnated or pieces or fragments of spirits that are lost. And how do we become fragmented? It can happen every time. And it's so easy. Did we, in this life, become fragmented when we were small? Did somebody scare us so bad that we said it wasn't safe to be here on Earth and a part of us fragmented from our physical body to watch?
Earthbound spirits, as we said earlier, are only pieces of our soul. I mean, that's just a fragment of the soul. It's not the entire soul, because there are parts that have fragmented or separated because they've become energetically trapped in portions of a different collective consciousness or a different energy. And that could be pain or fear or sadness or disease.
Let's change that to spirits that are fragmented. We're not even going to talk about soul yet. Okay? These are spirits that have fragmented and got lost in different vibrations. Okay? Because I want to keep the soul as maybe the soul is our real connection to the Creator, Source, God, Goddess. And we are spirits trying to make that connection
right.
to the soul.
The spirit is only, as I said earlier, a piece of the soul.
It is
not the soul.
When I first started my metaphysical path, and this is back in the 80s, I asked every single person, what's the difference between the spirit and the soul? And every single teacher, and these were some of the most advanced teachers I ever had ever talked to or ever written all these books, none of them, they each had their own philosophy, but none of them understood until I finally started putting one together and got two and realizing here we are spirits evolving to connect to our soul, to where our spirit and our soul could be one. And therefore, heart and soul healing, the way we teach now, became a part of it.
So our in essence, my essence or my spirit is on a journey to connect to the soul, which is God.
And of course,
that's our experience.
Okay, and of course, many people will call that ascension, and we call that
incension,
meaning finding that piece of us within our own self. And by doing that, does that change our vibration, our frequency, or how we are?
So often when we're doing work with individuals, we find that there are fragmented pieces that have been left in different consciousnesses or different energies or emotions, and those individual pieces are pieces of their spirit that are caught up in a disease or in war or in pain or sadness. And then those small parts, each of them different fragments of the same essence, but they're fragmented spirits. They could be earthbound. They're all disembodied. They could get caught up. That's what also could be confusing at the time of death, because not all the pieces of me are here. I haven't found or integrated, and I know that there's pieces of me that are in other times or other existences, or I just don't feel whole at this time. So that's a main reason why spirits are earthbound.
So when we look at when people come to us and we do a past life therapy as such, I don't really and remember, most of the people who come to us, and it's like 99%, have normal everyday lives, because that's what's going to get you. You know, you can't get enough food, or it gets too cold, or there's a storm, or you get wiped out, or there's a flood, or those are life experiences that have gone on forever. Okay?
We don't have to get into all the other things that go on in our experience. Plain old life is what's going to get us every time.
And plain old life is what's around us now. but people just keep calling it different things, scarier things. But I don't know anything scarier than a hurricane or a tornado. That's pretty scary. I don't know anything scarier than a flood. I don't know anything scarier than a war. These things are just totally horrifying because you have no control. And when you have no control, you start becoming panicky or become frightened.
And so if you die at that time, you could be confused, and that's what will make you an earthbound spirit.
Now,
your body will die, but your spirit will stay in the confusion of whatever it is that you died with.
Okay.
And in the case of an earthbound spirit, some individuals will even have sightings or figures in a home, you know, a house, a building. We hear stories all the time. I mean, now there's the Ghost Whisperer, which is a television show that's popular. And there's other movies, and they talk about ghosts. They talk about spirits that have not been released. They didn't see the light, and they're actually seen. And sometimes they're even defined as a noisy spirit because there's objects that could get thrown around, there's writing that's left, there's noises that seem to come from just about anywhere, and that is an earthbound spirit that is causing a disturbance, okay? Individuals might want to, if they have a home that they feel is haunted or that there's a building that's haunted, they might want to feel that they need to run away from it, or maybe they're curious and they want to explore it. All the different reasons of an individual finding an earthbound spirit or a quote, a ghost or a lost spirit, what are the things that we tell them to do is that they can help de-haunt the place. So when you're working with an earthbound spirit or a spirit that was confused or lost, you might want to see if you can't find some of the energy that's around them. You might also want to explore the history of the house that you're in or the surrounding area. You know, maybe the house was built on a land where a tragic event happened, like a war battle or a hanging or a slaughter or an old jail. Find out if there were disasters or explosions or floods that occurred. I mean, there's all you got to do is look at just the history of exactly where you are living for a cause of why there would be an earthbound spirit there present with you. So we're going to talk more about de-haunting or helping release earthbound spirits.
And we're going to show you how to release these if something you pick up something and you don't know what it is. Because we want to take the fear out of these things that have been put fear onto that just makes us feel so scared or helpless. So now we're going to take just a short break and we'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about earthbound spirits. Now we want to talk a little bit about de-haunting, or how energy is stuck in certain places and causes some real challenges for those people.
And sometimes people think that it's a negative energy that's present, and because the earthbound spirit is trapped within it. And it might feel different, and so therefore because it feels different, it feels like it has to be negative. But old vibrations of distorted energies will create a different vibrational field. And that's going to react to whatever feeling the present occupants of the house are going to have. So if the people that are living in the home or the people that are in the building are fearful of this earthbound spirit, then the earthbound spirit itself is going to react to the feelings that those occupants, if you're one of the people living in the house, is going to react to you.
Well, remember when we were in Ireland and we were staying at the house,
okay.
and somebody, I guess it was the last owner or two owners, had killed themselves in the storage cabinet or someplace in the cabinet. They hung themselves. Well, there was an energy. It wasn't necessarily the spirit. It was the energy of the trauma was there, and it had embedded itself into the walls or into the substance of it, and you could feel it. It was like a cold feeling or a different kind of vibration.
Well, in my center that I used to own in North Carolina, there was they called and asked me to come over and look at this one particular building because it was a regular, beautiful business office building that had been built, and it was across the street from the courthouse, and so therefore they kept trying to rent the spaces, and everything that happened within that building seemed very strange. Businesses were failing that would go in there. People would rent an office space and they would have no one come in, or very few. Their business would decline by 60% and 70% based on two doors down the street in another building. So what we needed to do was find out first the history of the building. Yes, the building had an energy that was vibrationally not wonderful, but it wasn't a negative energy, it was just a different vibrational field. And we found out that the building was built over what was the old jail, and that the jail had a basement, and in the basement, they used to do torture on some of the prisoners. So some of the earthbound spirits or some of the traumas that were with the prisoners in that jail were still in the energetics on the land, and then they built this building on top of this land. So those are just small tools that you can use to find out what's going on if you find that you're in a building that doesn't feel good to you, or that you have a sighting of an earthbound spirit in.
I think one of the most traumatic places that I ever been was last year I was in Slovenia, and they have 400 mass graves. And each grave has as many as 5,000 people in the grave. And it's the strangest land you've ever seen, because it just went like hills, but then there were deep crevices.
Big holes
in it, and that's where the holes were already dug, so they put the people. And that was part of during World War II, it was part of in Italy, and part of the Germans, and they had taken. So I had gone there, and it had probably been about 3 years that I had heard about it, but wasn't called, but I went there this one time. And when I went to the mass grave that they had excavated,
Can
I see it right? It felt like nothing. It actually felt like all life had been sucked out and there was nothing.
Which is exactly what we felt right after 9-1-1 when we went to New York. We stood at the fence and it was like a vacuous nothing. It was like all the life force was literally sucked out of the land there. It made it hard for us to breathe, And those are very strange vibrations to actually feel.
Yeah, but I think all of us have run across some kind of feeling, especially when we travel or go to different different places in Egypt and different kinds of spiritual places. We run across all kinds of energy that we have not been used to before.
So the earthbound spirits or the different type of spirits that might be lost, sometimes they can also be trapped in energy fields. You know, your building or your home might have an electromagnetic ley line on it, and that area can actually become an open door, and it continues to attract energies just like a magnet. And maybe those energies aren't wanted right now. You know, you might find it important to change the grid line of your house, because sometimes grid lines cross or they come too close together. And so once you can restore the grid lines to their proper place, the energy automatically balances, and any soul that's trapped within that energy or any spirit that's trapped within there can easily be released. Remember, what we're talking about here on these earthbound spirits, you know, some of the spirits might not be pleasant, but they've been energetically active sometimes in your home or in the place where you go or in the building because they need to get your attention. I mean, if they were simply playful or they were quiet, then, you know, you might not be called upon to help them get back home to source.
Well, let's take a big picture. Let's step way, way back from this thing. Look at, what if a long time ago I lived in Africa? And what if my family was massacred or died? Or what if I was in prison? Or what if I was a slave and I died? And what if that part still caught up in that energy of whatever the dynamics of Africa or being slavery? And now I'm reborn in the United States where I don't have that energy the same as they have in Africa.
But I brought it with me into this life.
But what if I have the ability to help those pieces of me that are stuck in Africa out of time? Think about that. What if you're looking for a piece of yourself? And you've been looking for it in every single relationship, but you can't find it. What if you're looking for yourself, a piece that got fragmented, that got stuck in an energy, that you have a level of compassion that you could actually shift that energy and release that spirit back to source?
See, because of all the spiritual work that we do on ourselves, we have two great advantages. One, we can approach the situation from a place of compassion. And now compassion is the only vibration that contains no emotion. It means no judgment, no idea, no thought, no belief. It is a vibration of exactly just what is and a total acceptance of that what is. And two, because you're used to running all those different consciousnesses through you, the feelings of hate or sorrow or anger, and you have the ability to change those. So it's helpful to think of earthbound spirits as possible pieces of yourself or pieces of you that have been stuck that you're going to help free.
Or pieces of your family. Now, what we're going to do in this next part is we're going to show you there's nothing to be afraid of. And we're going to show you a way of releasing any type of energy that you might feel that's making you feel uncomfortable. And now we're going to take just a short break and just stay tuned because we're going to be right back with that information.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about earthbound spirits and haunted houses and different kind of energy that spirits might be trapped in.
And in our last segment, we were suggesting that you look at an earthbound spirit or a disembodied spirit or the fragment of the spirit that might be in your home as a possible piece of yourself or a part of you that's been stuck and that you're now going to help free. Or a part of your family, or a part of your culture, or your heritage. Just don't think of them as separate from you, as part of you. Have compassion for them, and then you're going to help, be able to help release them. If you are called to help release an earthbound spirit, please consider your calling a blessing. You are actually helping to do something very important. One of the things that we do understand is that it's necessary to release earthbound spirits. It's necessary to help them find their way because they're only here because they got confused or they're unresolved or they're stuck. And maybe that's what we are doing, as Ken suggested earlier. We're looking for pieces of ourselves that are fragmented or stuck in other thoughts or in other consciousnesses.
And if you think that is too big, what if you're looking for pieces of family members? What if you're looking for a piece of somebody you loved and you're trying to find them so they could be whole again?
Remember, each one of us has been part of Creator Source from all time. So therefore, every earthbound spirit that we are helping to unconfuse and release and find source, that is us.
We just don't know how big the picture is. And the picture is called oneness. And every time you do what you love, every time you love yourself more, it makes it easier for you to let go of something that is heavy from the past.
So compassion is the key. Compassion is that total acceptance.
So what I want to do now, just to show you, okay, that there's nothing to be afraid of. If I called in all disincarnated spirits, ghosts, everything out there, if I called it into myself, what would happen to me? Well, based on religion, based on what our culture, based on what you've heard, it would hurt me or kill me. But if I'm one and I have compassion for all creation, then I act as a gate to allow these spirits, these souls, to free them. And that's what I'm going to do right now. So I call in to myself every single lost soul or spirit or entity or fragment or piece, everything that's caught up in any type of energy, any type of vibration, any type of time, space, I call into myself.
And that includes a disincarnate soul, any type of being, any poltergeists, any ghosts, any lost spirits.
And that's around every single cemetery, every single hospital, every single place that there could be disincarnated spirit, every single battleground, every single place I call into
myself.
Every
funeral home.
Okay. So you either believe you're one or you are separate, and that being separate will be what you attract. And I'm sorry to tell you that. You either be love or you're not love. And which you're not love, you keep attracting until you become love. And so I find it much easier to have compassion. Because if I said I had love for you and you walked over and you slapped the heck out of me, I would probably have judgment and I'd put it away. But if I had compassion for you and you walked away and you slapped me, I'd probably decide not to be with you, but I'd still have compassion for you.
See, compassion is actually reality. Compassion is the existence of what is without an emotion.
Now, if you feel you've picked something up, just put your hands on your chest, above your breast, just put your hands, both hands.
And then look up with your spiritual eyes. And you're going to sense or see or feel a light that's going to come from Creator God or Source.
And just ask the guides or Source to hold these beings around you, around your house.
You can also say, please gently hold the earthbound spirit or the spirits that could be around, and ask that there be that guide or angel for each one of the spirits so that no one gets lost or left behind.
And we want to be sure we don't send him down the street to poor Joe down there. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him. Mowing his lawn, he gets hit by spirits. Not good.
Yeah. So as you're asking the guides or angels to hold the earthbound spirit or the lost spirit, gently press down while your hands are on your chest. Just gently press down. Wait for a moment.
And just see how heavy it's been on you emotionally.
Right.
Okay.
And then count to three.
One, two.
Three,
and then let go of your hands, and just feels like something is being lifted right off you.
See, it's your intention to release those souls. It's your intention to send them back to the light. It's your intention that's going to do all of this. So you need to have that intention, call down a guide or an angel, push down gently, ask for all of them to be held by their own guide or angel. Know that the process is going to be complete and that the lost spirits, the earthbound spirits, have gone home to the light. You know, spirit work can extend for a while. Remember, just count this as a blessing for yourself.
Because it's actually an unseen world that is very, has an energy with it that there's nothing like that in Earth. It has the movement of spirit, the connection to Creator God that you're one with, and it's the most exciting or evolved sense that you can get.
Now, that technique that we just shared with you, that can be used in other critical situations when you think that maybe your own energetic field could be open, maybe from any lesser vibration, any drugs or alcohol or anxiety or fear or any energy that you feel around you that just doesn't feel good, you can use that exact same technique to rid yourself, to release anything that you want to.
Now, if any of you need to understand this more, we have The Way It Works on our website. It's free. And we also have The Clearing Techniques. It's free. And we also have How to Be Clear. That's a new book. We have that on the website, free.
Yeah, you only have to, for the link on the new book, which is How to Clear Yourself, Release Old Energy, and Feel Free, and the subtitle on that one is Stop, Look, and Listen. It's got so much helpful information, and we're offering it to you free. Just go to our homepage, www.kenpage.com, and there is an italic question that says, feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life? If you click there, that entire book is a free PDF for you to read right online.
And the reason we wrote it was all the phone calls and the emails we get of people being so desperate and caught up in something that they feel they can't get out of and nowhere to go. And they're just the desperateness. We wrote a book just to try to give them tools so they would feel that they could be empowered again.
See headlines that say fear is global. We understand that fear is everywhere. So please take advantage of the helpful tools that we've been giving you today. So we're really glad you listened in. We hope that we've given you not only the helpful tools, but information and food for your own thought. So listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, right here to The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net. Everything that you've heard today, you can find it on our website, kenpage.com. You can also email us at office@kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you. And to the first 10 people that email us, we'll send you the actual book called The Way It Works.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
And great peace to you.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.